的天上、蛮有恩典的父啊。
To you we owe everything we have.
因为你知道、我们所需要的一切。
Lord, we are looking to you today that you might feed us from your heavenly manna.
主啊，我们今天仰望您，因为您把那天上的玛纳降下来喂养我们。
Speak to us through your word, we pray, Father.
借着您的话向我们说话。
And reveal to us something of your Son that we might be encouraged and strengthened.
借着圣子来启示我们真理，让我们能够在这些真理里得着鼓励。
Each of us have a need that needs to be met.
因为我每一个人心里都有需要，需要您的给我们的宝足。
So fill us with your goodness, we pray.
求您把您的良善喂养我们。
Open our understanding, we pray.
开我们的心，让我们明白。
And Lord, today we will pray for Jesse as he's going to be going to Paris in France, Lord.
主啊，今天我们也为 Jesse 因为他要去巴黎旅行，我们为他祈求。
We pray to Lord to keep him safe and his classmates, and pray Lord that he might learn something of the history that will help him in the future.
主啊，也求您带领这个孩子，在旅行学习的过程中能够明白一些历史，对他有帮助。
Keep him safe, Lord, in his travels.
让他们在旅行中有平安。
And Lord, we also pray for Aaron. We pray that Lord you would open his understanding.
我们也为 Aaron 祈求，求您开他的理解，让他在读经中能明白。
And give him, Lord, open up his understanding of what your will is for him.
也让这个孩子明白您在他生命中的旨意。
Lord, that he might just completely lay himself at your feet.
让他能够全然的把自己。放在您的脚前，谦卑顺服。
So encourage him abundantly, Father.
丰丰富富的鼓励他。
We pray for Victoria that you'd help her, Lord, as she tries to minister to him as well.
也求您帮助Victoria, 在她带领这个教导这个孩子的时候。
Now we leave ourselves in your hands today, Father. We thank you for your grace in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们就把今天我们的时间交在您的手里。谢谢您的恩典，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Good morning. Do we all stand up now?
My taxi is late. She's always at the top.
Oh, Adam, did he blame me?
Yeah. I have somebody to blame.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Long time no see.
Yeah. he likes his blueberries more than he likes us. And he says to come and visit him. Everybody can come and visit him and you can see why.
然后他说都欢迎大家去他的农场看看为什么他这么忙。
The only problem is if you go to visit him to see his blueberries, he'll make you pick blueberries.
Work.
Make you work.
对，但是问题，你们去的时候，他可能会让你们干活，帮他摘那个蓝莓。
没问题。
So are you going to translate now?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a substitute.
Very good. So let's begin this morning. We'll read John chapter 7. We'll read the first 13 verses.
我们今天还是继续约翰福音七章，我们先读前面十三节，从一节到十三节，顺序读啊。第一节，这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。
当时犹太人的秋风节近了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的，你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
因为连他的弟兄说这话，因为不信他。
耶稣就对他们说，我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。
你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有满。
耶稣说了这话，正住在加利利。
但他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去。
正在节期，犹太人寻找耶稣说他在哪里，
众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人。
有人说不然他是迷惑众人的，
只是没有人明明的讲论他，因为怕犹太人。
So, again, what we have is, well, just to give a brief review here.
我们简单的先回顾一下。
The about 6 months take place from the time that the Lord was in Galilee and the where he fed the 5,000.
大概是半年前，就是在他在加利利用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人的那个地方。
In verse 1 it says that he stayed in Galilee.
然后第一节说他继续在加利利待着。
Because the Jews there were wanting to take his life.
因为犹太人想要杀他。
Now, the Feast of Tabernacles was a very important feast. It came at the end of the harvest, when all the Jews would go up to Jerusalem to participate in this festival.
现在就到了一个对犹太人来说非常重要的节日，就是祝棚节。祝棚节就是在所有收获的那个季节的结尾，所有的犹太人都要到耶路撒冷去朝拜。
And Jesus, no doubt, had never missed any of the festivals as a good Jew.
毫无疑问，耶稣作为一个好的犹太人的话，他是绝对不会错过任何一个节期的。
So his brothers, of course, they had seen what he'd been doing in Galilee with all his miracles.
他自己的亲弟弟也亲眼看见了他在加利利做的所有的神迹。
And they said to him, well, why don't you go up to Jerusalem and there you display who you are. If you are the Messiah, do your miracles in Jerusalem in the center of the city where you get the most exposure.
然后他就对耶稣说，他说你应该到耶路撒冷去，在当众人面前把你所做的都显明，如果你是弥赛亚的话，你就让众人都应该都知道。
Remember we were talking last week, they were judging his motives. They thought that he wanted to present himself as the Messiah for his own reasons.
我们上个星期谈到，就是他的弟兄其实是在论断他的动机，因为他们认为耶稣是想要当众把他是弥赛亚这件事显明出来，为了他自己的原因。
Like a politician. He will, politicians, they want to expose themselves and bring all the attention on themselves to raise their profile, as it were, in the public profile.
就像我们现当今的政客一样的，他们总是想在人前显明自己，把人都吸引到自己这里来，然后提高他在政治上的地位。
But the Lord Jesus, his motives were never to elevate himself, but always to glorify his Father.
但是我们主的 做所有事的目的从来没有为了抬高他自己，都是为了荣耀他在天上的父。
And so that's why his disciples say in verse 4, no one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret.
所以这就在第四节里，他弟弟说，人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。
Show yourself to the world.
就说把你自己显给世人看吧。
And so, these were men of the world.
这就是世上的人。
Their thoughts were of the worldly things.
对，因为他们是世上人，所以他们按照世上的想法去想事情。
They acted like the world would.
他也按照世上的想法去行事。
And they believed that he was of the world too. They were.
他们认为耶稣也是这世上众人当中的一员。
So the Lord Jesus then says, because they didn't believe in him, verse 5, we read that.
然后第五节就是说。因为他们之所以这样说，是因为他们不信他。
So the Lord Jesus answered his brothers. He says, "The right time for me has not yet come."
然后这时候耶稣就回答他们说了，他说：“我的时候还没有到。
”If he had wanted to glorify himself, that would have been the perfect opportunity to get there early in Jerusalem before the crowds even came, and there he could.Begin to raise his public profile and get popularity.
如果他真是这样的目的的话，他就应该抓住这个好的机会，应该早一点到耶路撒冷，趁众人还没有到的时候开始就做准备，然后等到众人来的时候，他就可以显扬名声，然后赢得他政治上的地位。
But the Lord Jesus, he had a timetable that was set by his Father.
但是我们主有他父亲天父给他制定的时间表。
And he tells them, the right time for me has not yet come.
所以他说我的时候，我的正确的时候还没有到。
He says, for you, any time is right.
但他说对你们来说，任何时候都是方便的。
Because the right time for the person of the world is now. To do it, whatever they want to do right now.
因为对世人来说，任何时候按自己的意思做事都是可以的。
Oftentimes Christians...we have to wait on the Lord.
然后我们作为基督徒，有时候我们是必须要等候神的时间的。
And you know, it's not natural for us to want to have to wait.
因为对我们天然来说，我们是不愿意等待的。
We can make choices and we can act, and we want to act now.
因为我们倾向于现在就做决定，现在就采取行动。
One of the hardest things for us to do is simply to wait on the Lord.
对我们来说非常难的，可以说最难的事情之一就是等候神。
Here, my brother's waiting. This brother here, he doesn't know what I'm going to say.
像比如说，现在这个弟兄他就在等待，因为他不知道 Eric 要说什么。
But when the weather was really hot, he had to rush over to his blueberries because they were getting ripe very quickly. Things were growing.
那如果天气一下马上就热起来的话，他就得赶紧回到他的蓝莓农场，因为那个蓝莓就会长得很快。
Then the weather changed.
但是现在天气变冷了。
And it got cool.
变凉了。
And the blueberries slowed down.
然后这个蓝莓的生长就缓慢下来了。
So our brother's here because he's waiting for the blueberries.
所以记得现在过来跟我们一起学习，是因为他在等那个蓝莓在长大。
Praise the Lord, we got our brother back.
赞美主，我们能够有记得今天回来跟我们在一起。
Everything is timely. In God, God has a timetable. Everything is timely.
因为任何时候都有万事都有它的时间，因为神有它的时间表。
And the time for Jesus was not right yet.His timetable was set by his father.
在这里说耶稣的时候还没有到，因为他的时间表是由天父定的。
And all those people that are believers, their timetable is set by God as well.
对于我们信主人来说，我们的时间表也是由神定的。
And the purpose that he has in our life, say for instance, he wants me to do something, and it's going to be at a certain time. Nothing can happen to me before that. Until God's purpose is fulfilled.
因为神在我们每个人生命中都有一个计划，他定好的这个时间如果还没有到呢，什么事在我身上都不会发生。
Sometimes for us it's hard to wait.
但是对我们来说等候真的是很难。
But we must be patient with God. He has a purpose.
但是我们必须在神面前有耐心，因为他有他的目的。
我有个问题，就是当我们说这个神对我们每个人来说都有一个时间表的时候哈，那这个时间表会变吗？是我生下来这个时间表会定下来的，还是由于我在这世上活得不同的方式，这个时间表神会根据我的表现有什么变化？
You just mentioned God has a timetable for each of us. My question is, will the timetable change, or it's predestined before I was born? Will my action affect the timetable?
I think if we're in the will of God.Right. If we're outside the will of God, then we can take detours before we get to that place where God wants us to go.
Okay.
But if we're in the true will of God, then that timetable will not change for us. Like it will go according to His will.
就说如果我们在主的旨意里面行事呢，我们是不会走歪的，一定是按照他的时间表前进。但是如果我们自己偏离了神的旨意呢，我们就会绕远道。
For instance, Jonah, you remember God sent Jonah to that city, great city, Nineveh.
你还记得约拿的故事吗？约拿就是神派他到耶利哥尼尼微城去传道。
He didn't want to go.
但他不想去。
And he went a different way.
然后他就走了另外一条路。
So maybe it took a little bit longer, but God did fulfill his purpose. Jonah did go to Nineveh.
虽然可能花了一点时间走了一点弯路，但是最终神的旨意总是要实现的。
So depending on that fact that if we are living in the will of God, or sometimes we're going our own way, but God will fulfill His purpose in us.
就尽管我们有的时候会偏离神的旨意，走自己的弯路，但是早早晚晚神会让他的旨意成就的。
Jonah went to that great city and he did preach and he did obey God at the end. Many, many people were saved because of that and God knew that that would happen.
最终约拿还是去了尼尼微城，然后也讲了神的道，然后成千上万的人得救了。
So Jesus is living in the 100% will of God. He's not going this way or that way like we do.
因为耶稣是完完全全按照神的旨意行事的，所以都不像我们一会儿做点这个，一会儿做点那个。
I hope that answers your question.
希望这能回答你的问题。
I could further maybe comment.
我再来补充一点。
We know the will of God for our lives. The very first thing where we encounter the will of God is in our salvation.
我们都知道，其实我们都知道神的旨意，因为第一个重要的就是我们要得救。
God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the first place. That's where we enter the will of God.
因为神最大的旨意就是在第一位的，就是他愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
And so that's the very first thing. If you'll never progress one step beyond you receive.God's salvation, which is He's willing to save those who come unto Him by Jesus.
因为这是真的是首位重要的。如果你在这一点上你还不明白，你还没有得到神的救恩的话的，你不会在神的旨意里面往前走任何一步的。
As natural people born in the world, we're fulfilling our own natural wills. We just go wherever we want.But God is sovereign over all.
但作为我们天然人呢，我们总是按照自己的意志行事，我们想干什么就干什么。但是神呢，是在我们之上，他的统治是在我们之上的。
But He will not interfere with your free will.
但他不会来干预你的自由意志。
Someone has said that God is the perfect gentleman.
然后有人说，神是一个最好的绅士。
And He will offer you His great salvation, but he will not force you to do anything.
他会给你最完美的救恩，但他绝不会强迫你。
And even after a person becomes a believer, God doesn't force a person to act according to his will.
即便你信了主成了基督徒以后呢，神也不会强迫你去按照他的旨意去行。
He gives him the power to accomplish his will.
但他会给你能力去能够实现他的旨意。
He gives him all the encouragement to accomplish his will.
他会给你所有的鼓励去帮助你完成他的旨意。
We know what his will is from the scripture.
我们是从圣经里来知道他的旨意是什么的。
He's given us intelligence and spiritual intelligence to know that will.
他给了我们智力，也给了我们属灵里面的悟性，去明白他的旨意。
And our rewards as Christians depend on how much we follow the will of God.
我们作为基督徒的赏赐是取决于我们多大程度上是遵循了神的旨意。
God has not predetermined your steps. He's a predetermined plan that he wants us to follow. But there's not a you are free moral creature. You can follow God. A free moral
did God or not determine
He did not predetermine each step. He set out a plan before us, and we follow that step by step. Maybe that's a good idea.
是说，神呢预先他定的是什么呢？他预先定了一个计划，但是呢，他不预定你每一步怎么走，就是你每一个具体的，就是。他定了一个目标在这里，但你是怎么走过去的呢？一步一步走的，这是你自己决定的。但是这个目标还是事先定好。
So it's like if you give someone directions, you give them directions to go to a certain place, then they you don't tell them every step to take.
就比如说你给别人指个路你告诉他这个地方方向在哪里但是你不会一步一步告诉他你第一步先踩在哪里第二步踩在哪里你会告诉他一个大概的方向
So for the Christian God knows he has given us a plan and so he wants us to follow out to do his will but step by stepWe use our God-given intelligence to take each step in accordance to accomplish His will.
就是神给了我们一个计划，但是呢，他给我们自由意志，让我们一步一步怎么走，是取决于我们自己的选择。
But the very first step is very important, and that is you must receive the Lord Jesus. That's His.Will for mankind is that he wills that all men be saved.
然后这个最基础的最也是最重要的第一步就是你要接受神的救恩，因为这个是他对人最深的一个旨意，就是他愿你得救，不愿你沦。
那这个点是 generally 还是 individually
什么点？
就是那个 God set 的那个
plan
讲那个是。对每一个人来说还是只是对某一个人来说比如说他给耶稣的一个方向是这样犹大的方向是这样还是他给每一个人都是这样只是犹大 fail 了而耶稣 fulfill 了
Her question is did God give each person different plans or a common general plan so
I believe it's inIndividually.
We
all, because we're all so different. But the main point is we all come to God through Jesus Christ.
So we have the same starting point.
Yeah.
Okay. 他说是我们有一个共同的起点，就是我们都要先得救。但是每个人的计划是不一样的，是独特的。
那如果这样的话，对犹大就很不公平啊！那上帝给犹大设定的方向，他就是要 fail 这个。做那个树林上就要 fail 的，那他不是也是一个预设好的一个方向吗？ 那犹大不是其实很可怜吗？
但是这边是Judas, the betrayer Judas. She said, it's unfair for Judas because God set a plan for him to betray, to sell Jesus.
God did not force him.
No.
That he didn't override his will and say, you have to betray.
It's not God's will.
No. Well, it was Turan. Judas, of his own free will, betrayed the Lord Jesus.
那犹大这个例子呢？他是在自己的自由意志里面选择出卖耶稣的。
It was written in Scripture, and Judas is a special case.
这是在圣经里写的，耶稣是犹大是一个特殊的例子。
It was written in Scripture that one would betray him.
然后圣经里面预言了有一个人要出卖耶稣。
But God didn't predetermine that Judas should betray him.
但是神没有预定说犹大要去出卖耶稣。
Judas himself stepped into that role by his own free will.
是犹大自己把自己进到了那个角色里面，就是。圣经是预言有一个人要出卖耶稣，但是是犹大，是谁没有定，是犹大自己走进去的。
There are mysteries. There are mysteries in God's plan.
这是一个奥秘，这是神那个计划里的一个奥秘。
That we may never understand.
我们可能永远都不会明白。
If we could understand everything about God, we'd have to be God.
如果我们明白神的一切事的话，那我们就变成神了。
And there's one thing that a scripture says that he makes the wrath of man to praise him.
在圣经里面说，他是用人的愤怒来赞美他。
And even the plan to destroy the Lord Jesus fulfilled the great plan of man's salvation.
就是一个很好。最好的例子就是神借着人要杀死耶稣这样的一个事情反倒成就了他救恩的计划。
There's a line of a hymn that says that the spear that went into the side of the Lord Jesus drew forth the blood to save.
所以圣经有句话说，这个矛啊，这个枪啊，刺向耶稣的肋旁的时候，他的血流出来，这个血反倒救了每一个人。
God's marvelous works. Man tries to destroy God and His works, and Satan tries to destroy God and His works. And all it does, God is able to turn that around. And make it all to bring to his plan to perfection.
我们在最终的人，包括撒旦，他们总是要与神为敌，总是要破坏神的计划。但是神的大能就显现于他能够把这个破坏的计划翻转成最后能成就他美好的旨意。
We can never completely understand that, but we know that you have a free will. You can choose.To follow God, or you can refuse.
那我们可能不能完全明白这里面所有的奥秘，但是我明白一点，就是你是有自由意志的，你可以选择拒绝，也可以选择接受。
So it's better to focus on your responsibility than Judas, because Judas is history, it's past. You shouldn't be stumbled by someone else's history.
所以我们更明智的做法是把我们自己的关注点放在自己的选择上，而不是放在犹大的选择上，因为犹大已经过去了，它是历史中发生的一件事。
I think I understand the difficulty that the question that you chose there.
但是我想我明白你问这个问题里面背后这个难处啊，这个难处。
Because long ago I used to have that same question.
Yeah. 对，很久以前我也有这样的问题。
Yeah, I used to have the same question.And I didn't know the power of God at that time.
但是那时候我还不明白神的大能。
That even though God, He's sovereign, He doesn't interfere with my will. Yet He still knows what I'm going to do.
就神虽然他在掌权， 然后但是呢他不决定你做什么，但是他知道你要做什么。
He knows the beginning to the end of my life, even though I don't know I'm going to shop for a car, I might pick a black one or a red one, I might be shopping for a gray one, but I ended up with a black one. But God knows what's going to happen already, but he doesn't interfere with my
就是神从至始至终知道我的一生从开始到结束。
And that's the power of God.
但是他从来不干预我的选择，比如说我去买。
And wisdom, he knows everything. He's all wise. He's all knowing.
这就是他的智慧，他知道所有的事情。
He knows what we're thinking.
知道我们在想什么。
And the book is written already of what's going to happen in the future. It's written already because God knows. That's the power of His knowledge and His wisdom.
这本书是在过去写成的，但是他已经知道将来要发生什么了，这就是神的智慧。
But Judas was not forced, or his will was not compromised when he betrayed Jesus. That was his own free will. Yet God knew that he was going to do that.
犹大出卖耶稣不是被迫的，不是有人强迫他的，是他自己在自由意志里面的选择，但是神事先知道这个。
See, we were also talking about, and maybe I can put it in another different way,about the will of God, that we have children, we get married and we have children, we have a will for our children. We want to raise them and send them to school and then on to university, and we provide everything for them so that they can accomplish that.
就我换一种说法来解释一下神的旨意吧，比如说我们都有孩子，我们会为孩子预备一切，就是我们也给他也有一个对他有一个意愿，希望他能够上学上大学，然后我们提供他一切这样这个需要的东西。
So we had two children, we have two children, and we set aside money for each one to go to university.
然后我有两个孩子，我给两个孩子都存了钱，供他们上大学的费用。
One obeyed us, and she went to university.
一个呢就顺服我们的旨意，他去了上了大学。
The other one did not obey us.
另外一个就没有顺从我们。
He did not go to university.
他就没有上大学。
But we can't force them. It grieves our hearts. We're sad that they didn't obey us, didn't listen to us, and respect our will.
就是我们不能强迫他，但虽然他这样的选择，我们是感到很伤心的。他没有顺服我们，没有按照我们的旨意去行。
So we have a general.Kind of God's got a general will for all His people, and He's got a particular will for each and every one, a special job, you could say, for each and every one. There is a general will that God has that none should perish.
就是作为一个普遍的意愿呢，就是每个人都有的意愿，就是神希望每个人都能得救。但是在这个基础上呢，神还给每个人有特殊的旨意，每个人都有一个不同的计划。
And many of the general wills are written in God's word. Pray without ceasing, give thanks in everything. And what was the third one?
有一些就是这种general 的，就是普遍适用的神的旨意呢，就是圣经里面讲的，比如说你要常常喜乐，凡事谢恩不住的祷告，就有很多这样的经文。
But when the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit who seals us, He sends us out on a special mission. He wants me to talk to somebody. He'll send me out specially to talk to that person.
但是圣灵在我们心里印了印以后呢，他会带领我们做独特的事情，比如说他会派我去跟一个人说话，一个特别的一个人说话。
So he gives us two things, general and special.
所以他给了我们两个，一个是普遍适用的旨意，还有一个就是针对你个人的独特的旨意。
And He's given us the gifts, enabled us that we can do the job. Okay.
所以他也给了我们能力，让我们能够完成他给我们的任务。
We've got no excuse to say, Lord, I can't do it.
所以我们在神面前没有借口说，哦，主啊，我做不了这事儿。
Okay. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So the Lord Jesus there in verse 6, He tells them, the right time for me has not yet come.
所以在第六节耶稣就对他们说，我的时候还没有到。
What was He waiting for then?
但他在等什么呢?
Waiting for the weather to change?
在等天气变化吗？
No, of course not.
当然不是。
His father had some work for him in Galilee.
因为他的父亲还有一些工作让他在加利利要去做完的。
It doesn't say what it was, but there was perhaps some sick that needed healing.
他没有具体没有说要什么。做什么事，也可能有些病人还需要去医治。
Maybe there was a broken heart there in Capernaum that needed binding up.
可能在伯大尼还有一个伤心的人需要他去。
Maybe there was
住在那里安慰。
Somebody fainting spiritually and needed to be encouraged.
可能有一些在灵里特别低落的人需要他去鼓励。
The Lord Jesus always made use of His time.
主总是很好的利用了他的时间
fulfilling the will of his father and to the benefit of mankind.
一方面是完成了他父的旨意，另一方面也对人有益。
And it says that he went about doing good.
那这里面说他总是在行好
行
善事。
So when he remained in Galilee, he wasn't doing nothing.
所以他在加利的时候，他可是不是无所事事的。
He was waiting for God's time, but he was acting in God's purposes.
所以他在等，一边等候神的时间，一边也是在积极的做事情的。
So the brothers, though, they had nobody to please but themselves.
可他的弟弟们呢？他可不要取悦任何人，除了取悦他自己。
They could wait for the sun to shine before they went.
他可能要等这个太阳出来了再走。
Or they could take their umbrellas and carry on, just head out into the rain.
但可能下雨他也走，他打把伞就行了。
That was up to them. They weren't pleasing anybody but themselves.
所以这个完全取决于他自己。他因为他不需要取悦什么人，他自己高兴就行了。
And because they were of the world.
因为他们就是这世人中的一员。
And this is the world's time right now.
因为现在这还是属于世的时间。
Go anywhere and do anything. Satisfy yourself.
做任何事到哪里去都是为了满足你自己。
But the Lord Jesus, His very presence in the world was hated by the world.
但是主在这世上，他存在一天就被这世人所恨恶。
Because He testified that the world was going to pass away.
因为他见证这个世界是要过去的。
He testified that the whole system, all the system of the world and the organization and the government of it, all this was going to pass away.
因为他见证这个世界的系统，无论是政治、社会、国家，都是要过去的。
First, he preached that the kingdom of heaven would come soon from heaven.
所以他首先就说神天国近了，天国就要来了。
But as they had already rejected him as king, and they'd rejected the kingdom. Now he sets his face to go to fulfill the eternal purposes of God by going to the cross and there becoming the sacrifice for sins.
因为犹太人拒绝了他这个王，也就因此拒绝了他的王国，所以主现在要面朝耶路撒冷，就是要完成他最后把自己献上拯救全人类的这个大功了。
And 6 months after this feast, the Lord Jesus would go up to Jerusalem for the last time there. And he would lay down his life as a sacrifice.
这次祝棚节后的六个月以后呢，主就要上耶路撒冷去了，就把自己献在那里面献上，做那赎祭。
He would fulfill the eternal purpose of God that was conceived in God's heart before the world ever came into being.
他在那里呢，会完成神在创世以前就在他心里。所形成的一个旨意，一个计划，就是要救整个人类。
We read about the Lamb that was slain from before the foundation of the world.
我们读过在造世就是创世以先呢，这个羔羊就已经被杀了。
God, if Christ was His Son was slain even before the worlds were brought into being, what was God's plan then in bringing the world into being?
因为我们会说，如果创世以先，神就已经计划羔羊被杀的话，那他为什么还要造这个世界呢
？He had a purpose.
因为他有一个目的。
This world and everything that's in it is like a stage.
因为这个世界以及这世界上所有的一切，就像一个舞台一样。
it's provisional. It's only provided for a time.
因为它只是在有限的时空里面的一个短暂的存在。
Because we read in the future about a new heavens and a new earth.
因为我们在圣经里读到有新天新地。
This present system is going to be destroyed by fire.
因为我们现在所存的这个天地就会被火。
God is going to make a new heavens and a new earth, where all evidence of sin and rebellion against His will is going to be removed forever.
因为在新天新地里面，神会造一个新天新地，在那里面呢，所有曾经犯罪的悖逆的证据都会一扫而空。
So what was in God's heart that He would make this temporary world?
所以到底在神的心里是怎么想的呢？他要造一个这样暂时在有限时空里存在的世界呢？
The idea was He wanted to reveal who He really was to creatures that could understand and appreciate Him.
因为他的目的就是要向他的受造物显明他到底是一个什么样的神。
And these creatures must have absolutely free will. They must not be forced to bow down to the will of God like an angel must.
所以这样的受造物呢，他必须得有一个自由意志，而不是被迫要在神的旨意面前屈膝的，就像那些天使那样。
It must not be like the animals who must obey the instinct which God has imprinted into them.
不像那些动物那样，那些动物必须顺服他的本能。
Instead, God has made man in His own image, so that man, can understand who God is and appreciate Him for who He is.
所以不像动物那样，神相反，他是按照他的形象和样式造人，这样的受造物呢，才能够明白。Oh, sorry, I forgot the last part.
So
我们可以知道神是什么样的神，而且能够感激神是这样的神。
So He made man with a free will.
所以人是有自由意志的。
In innocence, Adam and Eve were in the garden.
在这个伊甸园的时候呢，亚当和夏娃是在无邪的时代的。
God knew that they were going to fail.
那时候神知道他们将会堕落。
He didn't influence that. He gave them every incentive to obey.
但是他不会影响他们，干扰他们的。他给他所有的影响，让他们能够顺从神。
But he must.What he's going to do is going to test this new product.
但他要做什么呢？他要检测一下他这个新造的这种受造物。
And that's why God allowed Satan to test our first parents.
所以这个时候，这就是为什么神会许可撒旦来诱惑亚当和夏娃。
And they failed, didn't they?
但是他们真的堕落失败了。
But their failure gave occasion.Not to be God's failure. God didn't fail because He gave His creatures a free will. But what that did was give God occasion to reveal His heart.
但是这样的失败呢，也恰恰给了神一个机会，去能够显明他是什么样的神。
His wisdom and His power were displayed in creation.
所以他的智慧就是在他的创造物里面显明他是谁。
As we explore the creation, we're amazed at the complexity and the beauty and the power of creation.
所以这个天地万物就是显明神他的美，他的大能，他创造的大能。
But that would never reveal who the heart of God.
但是这样的就是这个创造的宇宙万物还是不能显明神的心是怎么样的。
God has the heart of a loving father.
他的心是一个慈爱的父亲。
And how can He reveal His love and His mercy and His grace?
他怎么才能把他心里的这种爱、怜悯
He could display it
显明出来呢?
By loving the one who has now become His enemy.
他就是通过他来爱一个现在成为他敌人的受造物来显明他是这样的一个神。
When Adam and Eve took that that fruit and failed the test, what they did was they were saying to God, I'm not going to obey your will, I'm going to do my own will.
当亚当夏娃吃了那个善恶树上的果子的时候呢，实际上他们就向神宣称说，我不要遵守你的旨意了，我要遵守我自己的旨意。
The fruit had nothing to do with it.
所以这个果子本身是没有什么意义的。
It's the action of what Adam did. He said, not your will, but mine.
而是亚当采取的这个行动，宣称说，我不愿意遵守你的旨意，我要遵守我自己的。
The exact opposite of what the Lord Jesus, when he came into the world, he came, it says, from the bosom of the Father.
而一个恰恰完全相反的一个例子就是我们的主耶稣，他来到世上是完全是因为他是按照神心里的旨意来做的。
How could God rescue now his creature that has completely rebelled against him and his will?How can he rescue that creature?
神到底怎么才能救这些违反了悖逆了他旨意的这些受造物呢？
His righteousness and justice demands death for that creature.
因为他的公义和审判要求这些悖逆的受造物必须要死。
But instead, what God did is he died to pay the price of rebellion. He came himself. That greater love. Oh, I better let you.
Okay. 所以他没有让我死，让我们死。相反，是他自己来到世上来为我们死。
How could God demonstrate His love to us?
神到底怎么才能显明他的爱呢？
The Bible says that when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
对，圣经里面说，当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣为我们死了。
So, redemption, the fall of man and redemption, what that did, it wasn't failure on the part of God. It was failure on the part of man, but what God has done is turned it around and it, to display the grace and the love and the glory of God Himself.
就是救赎人这件事情呢，不是显明神的失败，其实是我们的失败，因为我们没有通过神的测试，然后悖逆他失败了。但神呢，把这个我们的失败翻转成他的救赎，为了显明他的恩典、他的慈爱和他的怜悯。
And as our substitute upon the cross, the Lord Jesus there took upon himself all the sin and rebellion of a whole race of people.Adam's race.
所以耶稣在十字架上替我们，替亚当以后所有的人类的罪付上了代价。
And then his grace can now be exposed. His heart can be revealed.
通过这样的一个行为，他的恩典，他心里的爱就能够显明给世人看。
And that salvation is then offered freely.And all we need to do to receive it is believe it.
这样的救恩是免费白白给我们的，我们需要做的事情就是去接受这个救恩。
You don't have to work for it.
你不需要做什么来赚取这个救恩。
There's nothing we can do to add to it, God's salvation.
而且我们也不能做什么能够在这个救恩上加点什么。
Like all of his works of creation, nothing can be improved upon it.
就像他创造的这宇宙万物一样，我们没有什么可以改进的地方。
But the will of God for mankind is they might receive it.
但是神对我们全人类的旨意就是，他希望我们能够接受这个救恩。
Because His heart of love wants all every soul in heaven.
因为他心里的爱是希望我们每一个灵魂都能够在天堂跟他。
But He won't interfere.With your choice.
但是他不会干涉你的自由意志的选择。
He's made every provision for it.
但他被我们预备好了一切。
But your choice is where you will spend eternity, either in heaven with him, or separated forever in hell.
但是你的选择决定了你将要在哪里度过永生，是在天上，还是一个 永远与神隔绝的地方。
God does not want the destruction of any.
神真的不希望有任何一个人能够沉沦。
His will is that they all be saved.
他盼望万人得救。
When the Lord Jesus looked over Jerusalem on that last week,
当耶稣在最后一周啊，上十字架前最后一周看耶路撒冷的时候，
We're going to be studying here about the message that he was preaching, that he tried to reach out to Jerusalem.
啊，这里信息他是在讲道的时候，他想去拯救这耶路撒冷啊，想跟耶路撒冷的众民说。
But when he came over the brow of the Mount of Olives and looked down upon the city of Jerusalem.
当他站在橄榄山上，他看往下看，正好看整个全耶路撒冷城的时候。
His mind went ahead a few years.
他的头脑里就想到了未来一些年要发生的事。
And there he saw that city surrounded by the powerful Roman army.
那时候他就看见了整座城被强大的罗马军队包围的情景。
Now he could hear the cries of the those that were being slaughtered in that city.
他就能听见那在城里因着屠杀而有的哀哭声啊。
It had been at another feast, and the Jews filled the city of Jerusalem.
那又是一个逾越节，而且呢，在那样的一个逾越节呢，全城也满了犹太人。
There were about 1 million Jews that perished in that great conflict when the Romans took that city.
所以在那个逾越节里，就这么样一次的罗马人攻下耶路撒冷的屠杀呢，就死了100万的犹太人。
The Lord Jesus that day when he looked down on that city and he saw it burning with fire.
所以他能够看见未来那座城在火里焚烧的情景。
He wept tears of sorrow for that city.
所以他在哀伤里啊，流泪为这个城哀哭。
And he said words like this.
所以他就这么样说了这些话。
Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷。
How often I would have gathered you together like a hen gathers her chickens under her wings.
他说我多少次想要像母鸡一样啊，把小鸡保护在他的翅膀荫下。
But you would not.
但是你们就是不愿意。
They refused his will.
对，他们拒绝了耶稣。
Because he had cried out.Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest.
因为耶稣对他们说，你们凡劳苦担重担的，都到我这里来，我给你们得安息。
He cried out, "Come, come, and drink. Come and eat of the bread of life." But they would not.
他说，来呀，来喝这活水，来吃这天上生命的粮，但他们拒绝不要。
So that shows the love of God for the lost.
对，把神的爱为失丧人的爱都显明出来。
Have you ever wanted to give a gift to someone that you loved very much?
你有没有给过礼物给一个你爱的人，爱得很深的人呢？
And you purchase this gift knowing that it's exactly what this person needs.
你买这个礼物，你就特别的知道，这就是这个。人需要的，你要送的人的需要。
And at great expense and trouble, you obtain this gift for this special occasion.
那你为了要得到这个礼物，你费了很大的代价，很多的麻烦和痛苦。
And you wrapped it very, very carefully.
你把它仔仔细细的包好了。
And you took this gift to your beloved.
然后你把这个礼物给你所爱的人。
And you say, I have a gift for you.
你说我有个礼物给你。
What do they say? I don't want it. I don't need it.
他说什么？我不要这，我不想要。
That's how God feels when someone rejects the salvation that He's provided in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是神的心呐。当一个人拒绝，神给他预备的救恩时候，神的心就是这样的，他很伤痛。
The Son.Dwelt in the bosom of God His Father.
圣子啊是一直住在圣父的怀里。
They were close.
他们非常的近。
And who knows the sacrifice that the Father made when the He sent the Son into the world.
谁知道父所付上的代价呢？当他把圣子拆到地上来的时候。
And what father would not be sorry to see his son laughed at, spit upon, struck, and the father not do anything?
这父亲啊，看见他的圣子在地上被吐唾沫、被嘲笑、被羞辱，这父亲是什么心态呢？他不能做什么
？And the son, the obedient son.Fulfilling the will of the Father.
那而这顺服的圣子却完全的，顺服了神，完成了父的旨意。
And then to go to that terrible death.
去到了这样一个如此可怕的、糟糕的死亡。
Oh, the suffering on the cross, the nails, the crown of thorns. That wasn't the worst part.
而在十字架上被钉，如此的痛苦。这还不是最糟糕的。
The physical pain and suffering.
物理的这个痛苦哈。
Even the emotional, the spitting, the mockery, where they mocked him and said, "If you're the Christ, come down from the cross."
甚至这样的情感上的嘲弄啊。说嘲戏弄他，说你要是圣子，你要是神的儿子，你就从十字架上下来。
They made fun of him.
他们取笑他。
The Prince of Glory.
不是荣耀的王子吗
？But he was like a lamb going before the shearers. He didn't open his mouth.
他就像一个羊被牵到无声的牵到宰杀之地。
He was fulfilling the will of the Father.
他就完成了父的旨意。
But the worst was yet to come.
但是最糟糕的还没有来。
God had to draw a curtain across the sun.
那神呢要在那一刻呢把太阳遮住。
And for 3 hours there was a darkness.
有三个小时的黑暗。
A darkness, a spiritual darkness as well.
一个属灵的黑暗。
Where the Lord Jesus was made sin. He.Who knew no sin was made sin for us, so that God, then, His righteousness satisfied, could place His righteousness on us, simply by believing.
也只有在那个时刻，神就耶稣就替我们成为了罪，神的公义的审判就全部在那一个时刻呢放在了耶稣身上，那。以至于我们能够得赦。
That was God's plan.
这就是神的计划。
But now, what is God's plan for your life is that we receive God's great gift.
那神对你的生命的计划就是接受。
Don't refuse so great a salvation, the writer of Hebrews says.
不要拒绝如此大的救恩。
How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
如果我们忽视了这么大的救恩，我们面对的审判是何等的重。
See, his brothers, His brothers did not believe in him. His brothers were of the world. The world does not believe in this simple thing that God did. Salvation, the message of salvation is very simple, and the world.It says the gospel of Christ is foolishness to them that are perishing.
所以对于要灭亡的人来说呢，这个神的救恩其实听起来是很愚蠢的。他讲到他的弟弟们就是对他的对耶稣的弟弟们对。
His brothers.Believed in the wisdom of the world.
他的弟弟们是相信地上的智慧。
And God's wisdom surpasses that by a long, long ways, long shot.
神的智慧却比这个人的智慧要高很多。
So these brothers, it says that some of them believed later on after he rose from the dead.
所以，有的这些弟兄在他从死里复活之后他就信了。
They saw all the things, the miracles that were taking place, but they still did not believe. Judas saw all that taking place, but he still did not believe.
所以他们都看见了这一切的神迹，但他还是不信，就像耶稣的门徒犹大他也看见了。
That's why it brings so much sorrow to Jesus when he was overlooking that city and he says, how oft would I have gathered you as a chick gathers his hen, the hen gathers his chick, but you would not come. He's still pleading with sinners today. And how sorrowful he is when someone rejects his great love and his great salvation.
所以他今天依然像那天那时候一样，就他特别的忧伤啊，当他看着耶路撒冷说我要像母鸡照顾小鸡那样，他今天也是一样，他也一样盼望我们能够接受，但是他也一样会忧伤啊，当我们拒绝的时候。
He hears all the gnashing and the pain and the suffering that's going to go on in hell. Just like he saw what was going to happen to Jerusalem only 70 years away. All the suffering and the pain that Romans were going to cause to the city. He saw all that. And he could see each sinner going to hell and the gnashing of teeth. But he doesn't wish that any should perish.
所以他也一样能够，就像当时他在橄榄山上看见犹太人在那之后的几十年因着耶路撒冷的被围而遭受的审判时候的痛苦一样，他也今天一样能看见我们的拒绝之后我们在黑暗的地狱里哀哭切齿的那个情形，这是他特别不愿意的。
This is the most important decision that a person must make in his life.
这是一个特别重要的决定。
Not any other decisionin life is more important than this one here.
没有任何一个决定能和这样的决定相比。
What will you do with Jesus? Will you receive him as your savior? Or will you reject him like the world rejected him?
所以我们要做的其实就是对耶稣的这个选择。我们接受他或者像世界一样拒绝他。
And the two results will be,that either you will perish with the world because the world will perish. If you go along with the world, you'll perish with the world.
那或者呢，你跟着世界一样，因为世界是要败坏、要灭亡的，跟着世界一道灭亡。
Or if you put your faith and trust in the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary, then you will have eternal life.
那或者呢，你接受基督已经做成的这救工，得着永生。
With the one who loves you and died for you.
那样的圣子他爱你啊，他为你死。
And you know, we're always reading in the word of God that today is the day of salvation.
我们常常读到的圣经的一句就是说今天就是得救的日子。
We don't know if tomorrow is going to come.
因为我们不知道明天会不会来。 我们先做一个结束祷告，我们一会儿再交流。我们天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的救恩啊，我们也为一会儿的饮食献上感恩。父啊，我们盼望我们啊，真的在这地上，当我们见到您的荣耀，见到您的恩典，也听到您的真理的时候啊，能够接受。啊，我们不愿意啊做那将亡的世人，我们要接受您灵里啊那永恒的真理和智慧。父啊，求您给我们这样的信心，也给我们这样的力量啊！感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Need you to teach us, and we believe, Lord, that you are here.
是吧？我们要谢谢您，您教导我们，因为您在这里，我们知道。
You have said even where two or three are gathered together in your name, you're in the middle.
主啊，你说你们两三个人奉你的名。聚集您就在他们当中。
So Lord, we don't deserve it, but we thank you for being with us today.
我们真的不配得，但是我们要谢谢您，您与我们同在。
Now Lord, we do require you to teach us.
我们要请求您来教导我们。
Help us your children to understand your word.
来教导我们这些孩子能明白您的话语。
And give us soft hearts to receive it.
也给我这样的，给我们这样温和温柔的心来接受。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名 ，Amen.
So the Lord Jesus, we read that He told his brothers, you go up to the feast, verse 8. I am not yet going up to the feast because for me the right time has not yet come.
第八节说呢，你们上去过节吧，我现在还不上去过节，因为我的时候还没有满。
Having said this, he stayed in Galilee.
然后耶稣说了这话呢，就仍旧住在加利利。
They, however, we read about his disciples. His brothers. In verse 10, after his brothers had left for the feast, he went also, not publicly, but in secret.
但他的弟兄十节，他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去的。
Another reason why his father wanted him to wait was because those brothers, they were going up like the world would go up, on their own time, in their own initiative, and in their own way.
那一个原因啊，父让耶稣等一段时间再上去呢，是因为他的弟兄们上去是因为地上的理由，地上的动机，世俗的原因。
They would go up in the company of the world to for a religious celebration.
他们是要跟着世人一起去庆祝一个宗教的仪式和宗教的盛宴。
And the Lord Jesus would walk a path alone with his Father.
但是呢，耶稣会在他父的陪伴下去啊，就他自己独自去了。
It pictures for us the world and the believer. They may seem to be going in the same direction, but actually there's a separation. There's no intermingling of the world and those of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个呢，其实也是一个很鲜明的图景啊，就像什么？就像我们世人做事。基督徒呢，一个信徒也做事，外表看起来他们做的是一样的事，但是呢，他里面的那个内因和动机是完全不一样的。就像耶稣也去，弟弟们也去，是根本不同的原因去的。
So this illustrates for us that the Christian walk in the world, the Christian is in the world, but he's not or she is not of the world.
所以这就说明一个基督徒呢，一个信神的孩子，他在这个世界里，但是他不属于这个世界。
We're walking in the world, but our source of spiritual nourishment and our help, our real life is not the world's life.
所以我们是在这个世界里住着，但是我们里面的生命不是从这个世界里来的。
So his brothers could go up together in company with all the other pilgrims that gave no thought to God at all. It was just a religious festival.
所以当去的时候呢，你会看见有各种朝圣者，他们有很多的仪式，他们有很多的盛宴，但是这都不是基督徒就是真正属神的人他去做的那个角度。
But the son and the father would go together.On their way up to Jerusalem.
但是呢，这个时候耶稣会和他的父，其实就是他道成肉身的耶稣和天上的父同行去到耶路撒冷。
That puts us in remembrance of another time long before in history.
这个也让我们想起另外的一个场景啊，很长时间以前。
Where another father and a son went up to that same place long before there was a city built there.Abraham and Isaac moved towards that place of sacrifice.
那同样的一对父子啊，也往那个地方去。那个时候连一座城那里呢都还没有的时候，就是亚伯拉罕和以撒父子俩呢一起走向那座山啊，就是耶稣受难的那个山。
They left behind the world. There's the young men that had come along and the donkey that had been.Used to bring the wood to the base of the mountains, and it was just the father and the son that went further up the mountain.
他们把一切的东西到山脚下以后都留在那里了，就没再上去。无论是驴还是仆人，他们都没带过去， 只有父子两个带着要献祭的柴他们上去自己就父子俩。
It's just a quick picture, really, of the father in communion with the obedient son.
所以这就是一个图像啊，画给我们的父和顺服的子这样的一个爱的图像。
But we read about the Lord Jesus then. He went up secretly. As far as the world was concerned, it was secretly.
所以在世人看来呢，耶稣好像是秘密去的，暗暗去的。
And but he, of course the Father knows all. He was in the will of the Father and in communion with the Father.
实际上呢，他父是知道一切，他是在父的旨意里面。
Now, why would then? We've partially answered the question why he went up secretly.
所以我们部分的回答了这个问题，就为什么他暗暗的上去。
One of the other reasons that may have been a motivation was he didn't want to attract attention to himself.
那另外一个原因啊，他不跟大伙一起去的那个另外一个原因就是他不想把人吸引到他自己这里。
When he did go to Jerusalem, he began to teach, and he had some important messages for the people of Jerusalem.
所以当他到耶路撒冷，他就开始讲道，他为当时的人有特别重要的道理要告诉他们。
But he didn't want to distract. He didn't want his person to distract from the teaching that his father had given him to give.
但是他不希望他这个人呢、啊，他耶稣当时也是个道成肉身的人，去变成那个分散大家注意力的那个方向啊，希望大家去注意他所教的道，从神来的那个话语，而不是他自己。
Remember in the previous chapter, chapter 6 verse 15, that after he had fed the 5,000.The crowd was so impressed by this miracle that they wanted to make him a king.
大家都记得六章十五节啊，约翰福音，就当他喂饱五千人五饼二鱼，十五节的时候，我们都看见众人就要强逼他做王了。
And they didn't ask him if he would be their king. They were going to come and make him king by force.
他们甚至没有来咨询。征询耶稣的意见，我们要你做王好不好？他们干脆来了就是要就要逼他做王了。
But their idea of a king was an earthly king, a worldly king.
但他们的对王的概念是地上的属世的王。
One who would take all the power and glory to himself.
那会把一切的荣耀权柄归在自己身上的那种王。
But the Lord Jesus never glorified himself.
但是耶稣从来不荣耀自己啊。
He always sought the glory of his Father.
他总是抬头看父神的荣耀。
As the perfect man, obedient always to his Father.
作为一个完完全全的人呢，他总是完全顺服天上的父。
And so he didn't want to go up to Jerusalem if he had done as his brothers had asked him to do. Go up and make big miracles and.He could have had the whole city in the palm of his hand.
所以他不需要这么做。如果他愿意像他弟弟说的那种方式去呢，整座耶路撒冷城都可以在他手上，大家全都会跟着他，因为本来前面就要逼他做王。
But before the king could sit on his throne, he must first go to the altar and sacrifice himself.
但是这个王如果要坐在他的宝座上，他总要先去祭坛，把自己献上为祭。
First there must be the suffering, and then the glory.
先有苦难，再有荣耀。
And that's the subject of Peter's epistle.
这个就是彼得的书信的一个主题。
That as Christians we may have to suffer, but then later we get the glory.
作为基督徒呢，总是先有一些苦难。之后就会看见。
If we suffer with him, says we'll be glorified with him.
如果我们与他一同受难呢，我们就与他一同享荣耀。
And Paul said, I don't think that the sufferings of this age that we might suffer now can be compared to the glory that we're going to receive later.
所以我们能够看见的地上我们所 受的这个苦难啊，其实根本和永恒的荣耀无法相比。
So when he goes up to Jerusalem, it's not to go up to be claimed as king.
所以他去耶路撒冷不是来，声称要做王的。
There's no throne for him in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷没有为他预备王冠了，王权。
But there's an altar there.
但是在那里有个祭坛。
And as a Lamb of God, he's going to go up and offer himself up as a sacrifice because for you and for I.
但是他作为神的羔羊，他要去，把自己献上为祭，为你为我。
It was love for you and I that made the Lord Jesus take those secret steps to Jerusalem.
是他对你我的爱啊，带着他，走向祭坛的。
Not attracting glory to himself.
他不是把这个荣耀吸引到自己身上来。
But teaching there that we might today be able to understand something of God's love and grace toward us.
但是他所讲的教导呢，即使今天我们看，也一样能够带着我们明白神的心意和爱。
So there in verse 10, we read, he went in secret. In verse 11, it says, now, when he arrived there, or before he arrived even, the Jews were watching for him and asking, where is that man?
正在节期，但他还没有到，也许刚刚到，犹太人在寻找耶稣，说他在哪里。
Now as we study the rest of this chapter, there are four groups of people that come before us. Four distinct groups of people that we must understand in order to understand what is happening here.
所以第七章往后你会看见呢，他会有很清楚的四群的人，完全鲜明的四种的人呢，会来到耶稣的面前。
First of all, the first group are his own brothers. We've already met them.
那第一群呢，就是像他的弟弟这样。
We know their attitude and so on.
我们也知道他的角度，他们的态度是什么。
There were men of the world that were privileged above all others to understand the man Christ Jesus.
那他们是地上的人呢？有这样的荣幸啊，有这样的当时的条件，能够更容易接触到明白耶稣的这样的一群人。
Even though they had grown up with him, they didn't know who he was.
即使他们和耶稣一同长大，他们也不认识耶稣是谁。
And that proves just that it's only by spiritual understanding, by the Spirit of God, that we can understand who Jesus really is.
这就更证明了，只有神的圣灵啊，能带着我们明白耶稣是谁。
It's not by intellectual reasoning.
那不是靠着这个智力的逻辑哈。
It's not by logical thinking.
或者逻辑的思维。
The Lord opens our heart so that we might have spiritual understanding.
神是要开我们的心呢，能让我们有属灵的理解。
So that was the first group, is his brothers.
这是第一群的人呢，他的弟弟们。
The second group we meet in that 11th verse, it's the Jews.
那二群人呢，就是十一节讲的犹太人。
And the Jews were of course those that had rejected him.
那犹太人呢，就是那些拒绝了他的人。
We read about in verse 1, remember? It says the Jews there were waiting to take his life.
然后我们看见第一节讲到啊，就是犹太人想要杀他呀。
And there we read it also in verse 26. It's the authorities that he talks about in verse 26.
26节呢，也讲到是官长啊。
These were the religious priests. These were the lawyers.
这些是犹太的祭司、律法师。
Those experts in the scripture, the Old Testament scriptures and the law.
他们对于旧约的经文特别的清楚的那一些。
These were the Pharisees, the strictest religious people then on earth.
他们是法利赛人啊，最地上最严格的那一群的。
That's who's referred to by the Jews.
律法教师，这就是讲到的犹太人，就是这么一群人。
And they had already rejected him.
他们已经拒绝了耶稣。
And if he showed up in Jerusalem, they're going to kill him.
如果他 在耶路撒冷出现，他们就想杀耶稣。
And so they were at the feast. The Jews were watching for him.
然后犹太人呢，就是
11,
在十一节呢，就在找他。
Were they expecting him?
他是这种期望的。
Absolutely.
不是，当然不是。
Because he was an observant Jew, a religious Jew. He always followed every law in the Old Testament.
因为这个犹太人呢，他们是完完全 ，You mean Jesus?
Yeah.
哦哦，耶稣是也是一个犹太人，他是完全守全了神的律法的。
They knew that he would come to God's appointed feast.
所以他们这些犹太人呢，知道耶稣是一定会来。神的这个节期的，守这个节期的。
Just like a pack of hyenas, they were waiting to savage him, kill him.
Hyenas, what's
you know the hyenas? They're terrible things. They're
like the wolves in that.
They're like the wolves of Africa. You know, terrible things.
他说，但就像一群饿狼一样哈，就在等着。等着等着耶稣来啊，就吃了他。
They're worse than wolves.
他们比那个狼还要这个凶残哈。
They should have known better, but they didn't.
他们本来应该是知道有更好的了解，但他们没有。
They knew he was coming. They were watching for him. It says.
所以他们是知道耶稣会来，就像狼一样等着他。
And then.They were asking, "Where is that man?"
问呢，他在哪里？十一节说。
That's a literal translation, which I'm surprised to find in the New International Version. That's actually a literal. Where is that man?
就是字面意思。这个是一个 NIV 的翻译版本里比较少的直接字面翻译的，叫他在哪里？这个人在哪里？
They were expecting, or they were. This was the joy, the feast of great joy, for Israel.
这是对犹太人啊一个很喜乐的节期啊一个盛宴。
Because it was a time when all the harvest was all gathered in.
因为那个时候所有的收成都做完了。
The grapes, the vine, the olives, and all the fruits. This was the time when the harvest had all been completed. The workers had all finished their work, and they had brought all their produce in to their storehouses.
所有的麦子啊，葡萄啊，什么他们都收完了，然后都入仓了。这个时候犹太人就所有的丰收的季节的事情都做完了。
The work was all complete. Now they were free to enjoy the fruits of their labors.
工作做完了，他们现在能够来享受神的供应。
And they could go up to Jerusalem and gather as a nation and praise God for all his blessings.
然后他们俩可以一起来到耶路撒冷。一个国度的方式一起来敬拜感谢神。
And the leaders who should have been leading the people in the praise and thanksgiving.
领头的呢，按道理应该是带领全民一起来感恩，对不对
？All they could think about is where is that man?
但是他们却脑子里想的就一件事，那个人在哪里
？And all they could think about was murder.
或者说呢，他们一直想的就一件事，要杀人。
The innocent one.
而且杀一个无辜的人。
The very God Himself that had given them all their blessings.
神自己啊，是把一切的祝福给了这些人的。
So is the hard-heartedness of mankind.
所以人的心呢是很硬的，在那个时候。
So we read there that in verse 12.
在十二节。
We meet the third group, which is the crowds.
我们碰到了第三群人，就是什么？就是众人。
The crowds are they're the people that have come from Galilee. Like among the crowd would be Jesus' brothers.
那这些人呢，也许也是来自于加利利，跟着耶稣的弟弟们一起来的。
And there were others from all over Israel.
也有其他人是从以色列其他地方来的。
From Galilee and Perea and other parts of the world, some traveling from other countries.
或者从其他国家来的，有散布在其他国家的犹太人。
There was a whole group of people. Some had never even heard of Jesus.
很多人甚至听也没有听说过耶稣。
But in among the crowds there in verse 12, there was a lot of whispering and talk about him.
所以在这些众人里哈，开始有一些暗暗的私底下的讨论了，就关于耶稣是谁。
Because the people who had come from Galilee, no doubt, were telling the stories of this preacher from Nazareth that had healed the sick and raised the dead, and made lepers clean, and gave sight to the blind.
那因为呢，从加利利来的跟随耶稣的人，一定会把所有关于耶稣做的那一切的神迹告诉别人，瞎子看见，瘸子行走。大麻风得医治，所有这一些，他们都会在人群中分享。
And no doubt there were some of the 5,000 there that day that could say, "We ate of bread. He only had a small lunch, a boy's lunch, and yet he fed 5,000 men."
那一定会有那在五饼二鱼里吃饱的那大在场的五千个人当中的人，肯定也在这个聚会里，他们一定会跟别人讲。你知道这个耶稣他用了就一个男孩的一个午餐啊，五个饼两条鱼，就这么小的一点东西，喂饱了五千人呢。
And they could say, I saw with my own eyes, I ate of the food.
他说我眼睛亲眼看见了，我又吃了这个啊，我自己亲自吃了这个食物。
And then others would say, you know, one day we were on the mountain and he was preaching and the things that he said, nobody ever spoke like that before.
也有在登山宝训的时候，在他脚前听的，会说：“哎呀，我们有一天在山上，他所说的真是没有人像他这样说话。”
And they would say among the crowds, "Do you think he's going to come to the feast?"
啊，他们会在私底下人群里说：“你们知道他会来吗？”
And others who were new, maybe from Galilee, they said, "Well, he's never missed one yet."
然后其他会从加利利来的会说呢：“哎，对他从来没有误过一次的节期。”
But they didn't say this out loud.
但他们这个都不是大声在人在这个公众场合讲的。
It's whispering.
这就是私底下悄悄说的。
Do you think he'll come?
悄悄说，你猜他会来吗？
I think so.
我猜他会来。
I'd like to see a miracle.
我想了，他来了给我们看个神迹。
Wouldn't you?
你想不想看呢？
But they were afraid. Oh, careful. Because no one, in verse 13, no one would say anything publicly about him because of fear of the Jews.
但是十三节呢，就讲了原因了。没有人明明的讲论他，是因为什么呢？因为怕犹太人。
There were some there that were saying, he's a liar.
会有人说，哎呀，其实他就是骗人的啦。
And others said, no, he's a good man because he healed the sick.
那很快就会有人也悄悄地回他说，不对，他是个好人，他医治了病人。
So there was this going back and forth, but only whispering.
所以你会看见这个鲜明的场景，就是，来来回回，大家一直在争论，但是呢，没有一个人大声地去讲，全都是交头接耳的在那，但就是交头接耳里也有很强的争论。
Because the Jews, their leaders, what they had done is they had said, if anybody talks about him, we're going to throw you out of the synagogue.
因为他们之所以如此害怕，就是那些宗教的领袖们，会把他们扔出会堂啊，如果他们在公开的谈论耶稣的话。
And so, verse 9, or chapter 9, verse 22.
看一下第九章的二十二节。
That's what happened to this man who was healed, this blind man who was healed.
这就是一个例子了，就是一个生来瞎眼的人，他得医治以后发生了什么。
Verse 22. His parents.
九章二十二节，约翰福音。
His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For already the Jews had decided that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ would be put out of the synagogue.
因为他父母说这话是怕犹太人，就这个瞎子的父母啊，怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商定了，犹太人就那个宗教领袖啊，若有认耶稣是基督的，就要把他赶出会堂。
The synagogue was the center of the social life of the Jewish nation.
这可是会堂啊，是犹太国他们一切社会活动的中心。
That'd be like being thrown out of your family.
就相当于你从家里被赶出去了一样，如果你被会堂赶出去。
That's like being a social leper.
就相当于你得了一个社会的社交的大麻风啊，没人愿意理你。
And how what a shameful thing that would be for someone to be thrown out of the synagogue.
那这是一个多么羞耻的事，如果某一个人从会堂被赶出去。
That's why they were afraid and they were whispering.
这就是为什么他们如此害怕，他们只能悄悄的私底下讲一讲。
It also shows you the power that these leaders had.
这也显明了这些犹太领袖的力，就是权力有多大。
And the responsibility that they were misusing.
然后呢，他们也误用了他们自己的责任呢。
So, in the, if we go back to our text there in verse 13.
13节。
Well, I have another reference. Chapter 12, verse 42. Let's see what that says. I can't remember.
还有另外一个引用的经文啊，十二章的。约翰福音十二章 42 这是另外一个也同样的内容。
Verse 42 says, later on though, many even among the leaders believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they would not confess their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue.
虽然如此，官长中却有好些信他的，只因法利赛人的缘故就不承认，恐怕被赶出会堂。
Even some of the leaders now began to doubt.
即使这些领袖们内部啊，也开始有人开始犯嘀咕了。
But doesn't this give us a lesson this morning?
所以这个告诉我们，今天上午啊，告诉我们一个道理。
It's fear of the world that keeps many Christians from confessing, or many people from confessing the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
什么道理呢？就是是我们对这个世界的畏惧啊，恐惧，导致我们不敢去接受基督，不敢去承认接受他。
The world,
主要的原因。
The world will throw you out.
因为这个世界会把你赶出去。
Because you confess him.
因为你接受基督啊，你就世界就不能容纳你。
That's why baptism is such an important thing.
这就为什么受洗啊如此的重要。
When a person is baptized, they are saying to the angels, they're saying to the demons, they're saying to their friends, they're saying to the world, the whole world, they're saying, I now am going to be on Jesus' side. Down in the waters, I died with him.Out of the water, I live with him.
这就是为什么受洗呢？它其实是向天使，也向魔鬼，也向全世界，向他的亲人朋友都宣告呢。我呢，现在站在了耶稣这边，我与他同死，我也一同与他复活，我已经向着这个世界死了。
In many countries, nobody says too much if you're a secret believer in Jesus.
所以在很多国家呢，如果你是个悄悄的跟随耶稣的信徒啊，没有人说什么。
But as soon as you're baptized, the persecution begins.
那只要你开始公开了，比如说你公开受洗了，那迫害呢就会随之而来。
These leaders, they were secret, but they were afraid of the consequences of an open confession.
所以这些的宗教领袖，这些犹太人呢，他们也是信徒，他们就悄悄地跟随，但是他们害怕什么？他们害怕因此而因着这个公开所带来的迫害，他们会被赶出会堂。
But in the book of Acts, we read that after his death and resurrection, that many of the priests themselves turned to the Lord.
但是我们从《使徒行传》看见特别美好的见证，当耶稣死了、复活了之后呢，升天了之后，有很多的犹太的祭司阶层啊，就像宗教领袖啊，他们自己公开去跟随耶稣。
The evidence of his resurrection was too great for them to resist.
因为他复活的这个证据啊，对他们来说太强大了。
And the new power that was displayed in those apostles, nobody could deny that God was within them.
而之后是那些门徒使徒们的能力所显出来的能力啊，也是如此的不可否认，不可置疑。
Now there was no more fear being thrown out of the synagogue after the resurrection of Christ.
所以在耶稣复活之后呢，很多人就不再害怕，不再惧怕被赶出会堂这么一件事。
There was a new body formed.
因为有一个新的肢体生出来了。
There was the church.
那就是教会。
The called out of called out believers, called together to gather around Christ.
那些被从世界中呼召出来的基督徒就自然形成了一个地上的教会。
And it says they were, as soon as they believed, they were gathered to the church.
所以当他们得救相信了以后呢，他们就聚集，这就成了教会了。
To the local assembly.
然后在不同的地方就是不同的聚会。
And the fear of being cast out of the synagogue was long gone.
然后那个被赶出会堂的那个恐惧就自此就结束了。
But of course, we're back before all this takes place. We're here. The Lord Jesus is just coming into Jerusalem.
但这个时候呢，还没有发生这一切的事。我们刚才讲那个都是在《使徒行传》的时代啊。那现在呢，耶稣还没有上十字架了。我们回到这个时间点。
We find there when he comes into Jerusalem, some were saying he's a good man. Others said he's a deceiver.
看见这里。当他去耶路撒冷，有的人说，哎，他是个好人；有的人说他是骗人的。
Unbelief, what it does, it calls truth a lie.
不信呢，会把真理变成在你眼里变成一个说谎的。
Because if they were to admit that he was true, they'd have to receive him, wouldn't they?
因为他们如果承认他做的是对的，是真的话呢，那他们就必须接受，对不对？
It would no longer be their life; they'd have to yield it up to him as Lord.
因为这样的话呢，他们就不再是自己的生命了，他们就得把自己交给那个主了。
They weren't willing to do that.
但他们不愿意这么做。
Instead, they wanted to preserve their own life and their own world.
相反的，他们想要保守他们自己的生命，他们自己的世界。
To determine their own destiny.
去决定他们自己的命运和未来。
So then the only option for them to classify Jesus is that he's a liar.
所以他们唯一能够把耶稣归并到的一类人里就是说谎的骗子。
If you don't accept the truth, what you're doing is you're making God a liar.
所以如果你不接受真理，那你只能是一定要把神当作说谎的。
And that's what these people are saying. He's a deceiver.
所以他们说他是迷惑众人的说谎。
These were people who would not believe, but they were still whispering.
所以这是一群不愿意相信的人，但是即便这样，他们也是悄悄的在谈论。
You remember Nicodemus? He came to the Lord Jesus.
你们都记得尼哥底母啊，那天晚上去见耶稣。
Because he had a lot of questions and he wanted some understanding.
因为他有很多的问题，他想明白。
You know, at this time, people were scared of the Jewish people, the religious people, and they didn't want to get thrown out of the temple.
在这个时刻呢，很多的以色列人他们特别的害怕被赶出会堂。
Once you realize what the truth is, there is no fear left anymore.
但是当你一旦知道真理是什么，在你里面就没有惧怕。
And as Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea.Realized the truth. They were not ashamed of Jesus. They begged for the body of Jesus, and they took him down from the cross, and they gave him a wonderful burial.
所以当尼哥底母和亚利马太的约瑟，他们两个都是官长了。当他们真的知道真理以后，他们就没有惧怕了。他们就公开的去 很大胆的去问那个比拉多，罗马的总督，去要耶稣的尸体啊，在耶稣被钉死之后，然后就是他们给了耶稣一个特别好的安葬。
It's the same thing with the priests in the book of Acts. They were not ashamed. Once they realized the truth, they had no fear.
同样的道理，在《使徒行传》里那些祭司们也是一样。当他们知道真理了以后，他们就不再感到羞愧，不再害怕。
And it's not just the realization of the truth, and that fear dissipates, goes away, but it's also as you experience the power of God in your life.You gain more and more confidence in the power of God.
所以起点呢，是你意识到这是真理哈，那你就里面惧怕就没了。在这之后的路呢，就是你越来越多的经历神的真实和大能和爱的时候呢，你里面的信心就会越来越大，你知道越来越知道这个是真的。
You know, God took just ordinary people that didn't have any talent or any kind of statue.But he took them and he did great and wonderful things through them. And he can do that through us as well.
所以神既然能带着这些人啊，这么样的经历，他也一样能够带着我们。
We just have to be willing.
我们只需要渴求就好，愿意就好。
And just say, Lord, here I am.
你说主啊，我在这里。
What would you have me to do?
你要我做什么？
It's not you, but it's the power of God working through you.
不是我们在做了，其实是神的能力在我们里面做。
Verse 14.
14, 14节，我们往下看。
It says, "Not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple."
到了节期啊，耶稣上殿里去教训人。
And he began to teach there. So, halfway through the feast, that's when the crowds would be at their greatest.
那一半的啊，就差不多就是节期走到一半的时候，为什么是这个时候呢？因为那个时候的聚集的人群是最多的。
So I mentioned before that people, they travel from all over the world to come, or Jews from all over the world come there.
我是刚才提到了，就是这样的一个节期，各全球全地各个地国家的犹太人呢都会聚集到耶路撒冷去。
You know, on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, there were Jews from 16 different nations.
我们都知道在使徒行传二章呢就提到这么一个细节，来这边过节的犹太人有从16个国家里来。
You can look at that, Acts chapter 2.
快的看一下啊。使徒行传的二章九节。
Verse 9. Yeah. How is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Verse 5. Now there were.Staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And then we get a list of them there from verse 9 all the way down to verse 11.
然后第五节我们看啊，那时有虔诚的犹太人，就是呢愿意守节的这些敬虔的犹太人呢，从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。然后呢你看到第九节，就是他这里列了一系列的这个国家啊，在当时这里列就列了十六个。
Now it's not our purpose to today, except you know to go into that much more detail. But there, according to those that historians, there would have been over a million pilgrims come into Jerusalem during one of these major feasts.
那这今天我们不是我们查考的主要方向啊，去。从历史的角度看这些细节，但是按照历史学家的说法呢，那像这样的一个典型的犹太人的节期，在当时呢，能聚集多少各地的犹太人呢？超过100万。
And so these people, when they come into Jerusalem as pilgrims, and they hear and see the things that Jesus did, they would take all those things back to the lands that they came from.
所以他们就像朝圣者啊。 他们聚集到耶路撒冷，他们看见耶稣所做的，听见耶稣所说的呢，他们就会把这些的见闻就带回到他们各自的家乡去。
And so during the middle of the feast, that's when the majority of people would come, because those that were took a little bit longer, maybe a day or two in their journey, by the middle of the feast, Jerusalem would be packed with pilgrims.
所以到了节期啊，其实它的原文是在节期的正中间，因为这是一周的节日嘛，所以在这个节期的中间的这，比如说第三天、第四天的时候，这人群是聚集最多的，因为你可能从其他国家来，你有的早一点，有的晚一点，但到这个到后面呢，可能会有些离开，所以这个是人最多的时候。
And of course, the center of the activity in Jerusalem was the temple.
啊，同时呢，整个耶路撒冷的活动的中心又是哪里？又是圣殿。
That was the center of the nation's gathering, was the temple.
那这个圣殿是整个聚会啊，整个全国聚会的一个中心。
Now I've read the way that some of the teachers and Pharisees, they would go up to the temple. That's where they taught the people, was from the temple courtyard.
那有的法利赛人呢，有的律法教师呢，他们会在这个时候呢，去到圣殿的这个广场上啊，去教训教导众人。
There are the big pillars that held up the courtyard, the covering over the court.Outer court, the inner court.
对，这个广场上有大的柱子哈，然后能够盖住整个。
And so, a prominent teacher, might go up by one of those big pillars and stand by a pillar, and then he would begin to preach.
那一个教师他一般会站在这个柱子边上哈，然后他对着众人开始讲道。
Then the gathered around them would be people listening to the teacher.
然后呢，很多人就会聚集在他周围，开始安静的听他讲。
And we can imagine the Lord Jesus taking his place beside one of these big pillars.
你可以想一想当时的场景呢，耶稣呢也就像一个法利赛人一个教师一样，他就站在那里开始讲了。
And he begins to teach.
他开始教导。
And the crowds, no doubt.Pressing around to hear what he has to say.
那同样的众人呢，就拥挤聚集起来，听一听他到底想说什么。
And he taught them with authority.
然后他是用权柄来教导他们。
Not like the rest of the teachers.
那不是像其他的那些的老师那样。
They would say, they would quote an authority from the past. Rabbi such and such says this.Rabbi, other such and such says that. And I think that this is what the way that it should be.
所以其他人的教导呢，总是会引用，比方说应该是这样，就是以前的哪个拉比谁谁谁说什么，那个拉比谁谁谁说什么，那我呢，我认为应该是这样的，这是其他的这个老师应该是这么一个讲法的。
The Lord Jesus never gave his opinions on anything.
那耶稣从来不把他的意见哈讲给人听。
He spoke the Father's words.
他直接把父的话讲出来。
The words that had brought the worlds into being.
那样的话是直接建立万有的。
They were true.
他本来就是真理的。
There was no ifs, ands, or buts.
是没有那种转折的，说如果啊，但是啊，这个是没有这种句型的。
So when he taught, it was the absolute truth.
所以他讲的时候都是用特别绝对的方式，绝对真理的角度讲出来的。
No doubt the crowds would gather thickly around him.
那同时呢，人群就很厚的一层啊，就是聚集在他身边。
And there were a few Jews there too who wanted to kill him.
同时呢，也有一群的犹太人哈，也在他身边哈，也因为他们想聚集想杀他的。
Of course, they couldn't do it in the temple.
因为他们当然不能在这种圣殿的场合杀他。
It was too public.
也太公众了哈。
The crowds would protest.
人群会骚乱的，会抗议的。
They had to get him in secret. Remember, they had to get him at night time. They had to use a traitor.
所以你们都知道这个犹太人只能悄悄地去抓耶稣，而且呢用晚上啊，用了一个这个背叛者来抓他。
While he was in the temple they couldn't touch him.
他在当他还在圣殿的时候犹太人不能碰他。
And so all they could do is sit there and listen.
他们能做的就是坐在那里听啊。
And as they listened they were amazed.
当他们听的时候他们就稀奇了啊，就觉得
Some of them maybe are hearing him in the person for the first time.
因为有的人很可能是第一次啊，这么样的接近的或者个人的听他讲道。
When he first began to teach in Galilee, the Jews had sent out a delegation to go and find out who this man was and what his teaching.
因为当耶稣在加利利啊，加利利是很北面的地方，在加利利传道行神迹的时候呢，南边的耶路撒冷啊，就已经有这个犹太领袖、宗教领袖差了这一些代表去北方看一看，他到底是干什么的，他到底说什么。
That delegation brought back a report to headquarters.
所以那个代表呢，就会把报告呢送还给这个总部。
What they said was this man is making miracles.
所以他们一定会说，那这个人行很多神迹。
He's gathering all the people after him.
有很多的人跟随他。
But if we let him continue, we're going to lose our position.
但如果我们让他继续这么做呢，我们就没有我们的什么事儿了。
We're going to have to give up our powers and our control.
我们一定会失去我们的权力，我们的控制对这个国家。
He'll take away our commercial enterprise in the temple.
他们会把我们这个在圣殿里的做的这档子生意给毁了。
And our power and our position is going to be lost.
那我们的能力，我们的权力。我们所拥有的就都没了。
What can we do?
我们能够怎么办呢？
We'll kill him.
我们要杀了他。
And how are we to answer what he does?
我们怎么样来回应他做的这些事呢？
Oh, tell everybody that he's doing this by the power of the devil.
那我们就这么跟众人说他做这些事啊，就是靠魔鬼的力，靠鬼王赶鬼。
That was their plan.
这就是他们的计划了。
But now he'sIn the temple, and he can't touch him.
那现在呢，在圣殿里呢，他们又立刻公开，又不能去抓耶稣。
Some of those Jews are hearing him for the very first time.
但是呢，这当中有些犹太人呢，他们没去加利利听啊，所以这是他们第一次还真亲耳听耶稣讲。
And they're utterly astounded by the teaching.
他们是完全的震惊了，被耶稣的讲道。
He says here, "How did this man get such learning?" Without having studied,
他们的震惊的原因是什么呢？这个人没学过圣经，怎么明白呢？
So the way the Pharisees and the scribes they spent their lifetime studying, but it was all under like an apprenticeship program.
就是就他们这些法利赛人啊，他们是一辈子啊都在学这本书啊，但是都是从人的角度啊。
See, a prominent teacher would take some pupils who would then spend years with him.
就像老师啊会带一些小学生来，然后呢花好多好多年才学到一个什么水平。
In other words, they made disciples of the younger ones.
所以他们是像带门徒一样啊，带下面的学生，这都是所谓的圣经学者。
And so every one of the Scribes and Pharisees, they could point to their teacher and the tradition that they had been taught.
所以一个文士或者一个法利赛人呢，他们能够教他们的学生啊，那带领他们关于圣经的知识。
Paul was a disciple of was it Gamaliel?
Gamaliel.
Paul, like the apostle Paul, was a disciple.Of Gamaliel, a great teacher.
比如说使徒保罗啊，在他得救之前，他就是个虔诚的法利赛人。他的老师是谁呢？就是加马列了，就是一个律法教师。
But when Jesus taught with such authority and power, they were amazed because they said, "Well, who's he learned this from?"
就像这个时候呢，他们为什么吃惊呢？就耶稣当讲的时候，就他们说。他是从哪里学的呢？因为他不是在他们那个体系里出来的，从来没有人教过他。
To find out, come back next week.
啊， 好，你要是知道结果呢，就下周你回来我们就知道。
We'll find out where he got it from.
嗯，我们就知道他是怎么知道，他是怎么明白圣经的。
You know one thing, Jesus, when he addressed the crowd, he always made it clear that the crowd should not put their faith in a man, that they should put their faith in God. So he always said to them that the words that I say is not of myself, it's from God. Okay, so in the Old Testament, the Jews knew that God said, cursed is a man that puts his faith, puts his trust in a man.
所以圣经讲到这些人呢，就是耶稣在讲到的时候从来都不是把人带到他自己这里来，他都是把人带到父神那里，就是神的话那里啊。所以人都不是为了吸引人来看人的啊，那个吸引人来看人的都是遭咒诅的。
Because too often people always, when they see a good speaker or a great man, they start putting their faith and trust in that man. So Jesus didn't want them to do that. They wanted them to put their faith and trust in God alone.
所以我们人很习惯的就是当看见一个哦讲道特别好的，讲的特别有道理的，我们都会把信心放在这个人身上。但是耶稣告诉我们，我们从来都是要把信心放在神身上。那借着他的道也是要。把人带到神那里去。
Okay,
好，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您，谢谢您赐给我们这样的话语，让我们知道神是活的，他今天依然教导我们。我们愿意像当时一些谦卑的犹太人那样，我们来到您的面前。虽然我们很可能惧怕这个世界，不敢公开的接受你，但是当我们看见耶稣复活的大能，我们就愿意宣称主啊，我们愿意跟随您，父啊，也求您带着我们真的明白这真理的宝贵，也带着我们有这样的信心不惧怕这个世界的威胁和恐吓，大胆的跟随您，父啊，谢谢您，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Thank you.